This weekend, Bronx Democrats will determine whether Assemblyman Jose Rivera can keep his post as chairman of the Bronx Democratic Party. In a rare insurgency, fellow assembly members are trying to oust him. WNYC's Elaine Rivera has more.
For most people, the minutiae of local politics escapes them. Take the county party chairs of the five boroughs. The average voter could not name them, let alone define what they do. But they have tremendous influence over political life in the city. Veteran political consultant George Arts explains.
The county leader can provide money, manpower, and strategy, organization to anybody running, you know, who the organization is backing. So it's a very, very powerful post. Even if you're from Staten Island, it holds power.
The county chairman anoints candidates for judgeship, district leader, city council, and statewide legislative offices. Political observers like Arts say it's rare for a chairman to be challenged. But in the past few weeks, Assemblyman Jose Rivera, chairman of the Bronx Democratic Party for 6 years, has faced an unusual coup. A group of assembly members who have called their movement the Rainbow Rebellion want to throw him out.
Well, I think there's a civil war. I think there's the people who like Jose and the people who don't like Jose. Jose's leadership for some has been divisive, for others, you know, not so.
The Rainbow Rebellion is so named for the multi-ethnic backgrounds of its members. It includes Bronx Assemblywoman Aurelia Green. She says what sparked the rebellion was an obscure civil court judicial race in which the Bronx political establishment backed Elizabeth Taylor, who is African-American. The rebels say that Rivera told them he would support Taylor, but then backed another candidate, Maria Matos, who is Latina. Green says that was the last straw.
We came together because we felt that it was too many injustices. What happened with Elizabeth Taylor was what we have been seeing over the years happened with a number of people. This was nothing new, but she was the breaking point.
Green was one of several Rainbow rebels who attended a rally Monday to call for Rivera's ouster. Assemblyman Carl Hastie, who's African-American, led the rally. He contends that Rivera turned against him and other Black, Latino, and white incumbents by supporting the candidacies of rival Latinos.
The politics of division, the politics of pitting people against each other, the politics of not being honest with each other, and the politics of not working together, people are tired of that, and we want to change that direction.
Assemblyman Rivera declined to comment, but Michael Nieves, spokesman for the Bronx Democratic Party, vigorously defends the chairman. He says Rivera never made any promises to back anyone, and he says the claims that Rivera partook in racially divisive politics are absurd.
This is a man who's participated in the civil rights struggle. This is a man who organized Gypsy Cats. This is a man who's visited the state of Israel, you know, 5 times, who's jumped over the fence in Bitburg. This is a guy who has a history with all the people of this borough. This guy's not divisive. This guy's not anti-Black or anti-Semitic. This guy's all-inclusive.
Nieves says Rivera's opponents are actually angry because the assemblymen made unpopular decisions in their districts. This Sunday, hundreds of Democratic committee members, including the Rainbow Rebels, will gather in the Bronx for their meeting held every 2 years. They'll vote to keep or end Rivera's controversial leadership. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.